just to clarify, that does not include scholarship programs coming from other sources. This is strictly.
Yeah, this is just federal, the grants.
Right.
I put this slide in there again. Just a reminder. I think it basically has come up, already. Again, about the last available information on this, but about sticker price. Again, I think that we talked some about this yesterday. But again, at Urbana, we have about 54% of the students that are paying full sticker price at Urbana, and about 14% are not paying anything at Urbana. In Chicago, we have about 40% are paying the full sticker price, and about 42% are at zero. As you remember yesterday, I basically stated, that probably as much as 33% of the tuition is going into financial aid. So so I think that that's important factor to remember when you're looking at Chicago's numbers. And at UIS, it's 30% are paying the full price, and about 29% are not paying, are at zero. So again, this is who pays, what the sticker price is, and where it's coming from.
Is it just tuition or board?
This is just tuition. I won't go through this in great detail. I just have in that information for you. Essentially, who gets aid? And just very quickly, it's all based really on the FAFSA form that the parents fill out. That go through that that rigor, filling out the FAFSA form. But if for purposes of Pell, you're eligible for a full grant up through $34,000. This is based on the family of four with one going to college and income levels that. But if it's $34,000, you're eligible for full Pell and partial up to $58,000 from MAP in the state of Illinois right now, unless they adjust it. You're eligible for full MAP award up to $56,000 and a partial award up to $66,000. And for purposes of our supplemental aid, we follow essentially the MAP guidelines, $56,000 for full allotment. And $66,000 for a partial piece. So this is the guidelines for purposes of basically making determinations for these awards. I think always subject to change, but again, I think the Pell is going to hold together at least for another year, based on everything we hear from the federal government.
Can I just summarize that?
Sure.
My own thinking. So there are. Direct subsidies available up to about $70,000.
Right.
From 70 to 100, there's some federal loan dollars available.
Yeah.
But mostly, from about 70 to 160, you can deduct some of the costs.
Yes.
And above 160, there's nothing.
I think that that's, I would say there's, if nothing
little.
Is little.
Yeah, very little. Yeah. And really above 65, 70, there's nothing but deductibility.
Yeah,
for the
and it's really
part.
Just tax consequences.
So it would be great to understand how, if anybody else has attacked that space between, let's say, 65 and 150. Has any other university developed a program for people in that space?
We have to do some research.
Yeah.
There is California, I think, has programs up to 80. And that's usually about scholarship programs that basically cover. You're eligible up to a family earning of about 80. And I don't know about other states, but I don't know if. Other than private universities, I don't know of any that go above 80. So Walt will have to. Randy.
The Department of Institutional Research can figure that out.
Yeah.
So I guess the summary would be that, as stated here, I'm not going to repeat all this, but I just think, again, we are increasing or proposing an increase in tuition that's no more, no less than the rate of inflation staying.